Well, obviously, Fingal's Red Lines are a movable feast, and depends just on what the reaction is within Fingal to whatever a minister says at the time. You know, I think it's clear from what has been said so far that definitely Irish water is on the table. And I think that what needs to be done, and the people, I think, voted against water charges as well. And what needs to be done now is that the water charging and Irish water has to be abolished by whatever shape the next government is.
Right to Water and other groups were confident last week that from their perspective, the chances, as you say, of water charges being scrapped were looking possible. Do you think that this is now unrealistic, given this statement by Simon Coveney that they're unwilling to compromise on the issue?
No, I don't think so. I mean, last week, Simon Coveney said that they were willing to put it on the table and discuss it. So, you know, I think obviously whatever comes out of government talks and government formation is what's going to decide the issue. And it's clear that I think from the way the statements were last week, that Irish water is a dead duck, and that the whatever government comes into place needs to make sure that it is abolished, because that's the only thing that'll be acceptable to the hundreds of thousands of people that have opposed water charges and the water taxation. And I think that's an inevitable outcome of a new government.